morning, good Erev Shabbos, and a Feilchen Purim Katan, everybody. Okay, so we've been discussing chronology the last couple of weeks, and it's very important to get perspective on when things happened and the dates. And I want to continue to do that today in terms of Parshas Kisisa. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 40 days right after the Matan Torah, after Aseres HaDibros, he went up for 40 days, and he comes down 40 days later, Shiva Shabbatamus, and we have the Chet HaEgel that's described in our Parsha. What I'd like to do is create a timeline from that point onwards until you get to Yom Kippur, which is when he came back down for the probably the third time. We'll see, according to the Ramban, there were three sets of 40 days, that's the Pashtus. But we have to talk about exactly what took place over each of these second and third set of 40 days. So the traditional approach is that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the mountain three sets of 40 days. First of all, until Shiva Sabbatamus. And all of this you can really find in Parshas Kisisa, but we're going to branch out and see Psukim and Sefer Dvarim as well. So let's begin to take a tour through some Psukim and Chumash, and then we'll try to highlight them and see how the Ramban brings them together and has them connect with each other. What exactly do the Psukim refer to? Which Psukim refer to the second set of 40 days? Which Psukim refer to the third set of 40 days? Which Tfilos took place when? Okay, so have your Chumashim in front of you. When you get to Sheni and Kisisa, this is now the Torah picking up with Moshe Rabbeinu ready to come down with the Luchos after the first set of 40 days. And we discussed last week, in other words, everything from the beginning of Truma, Parshas Truma and Tzaveh, and this first Aliyah of Kisisa, but the Ramban, all this was conveyed to Moshe, that first set of 40 days. So everything is chronological until here. So now the Torah tells us the Chet HaEgel. Torah first speaks about the events that happened down below where the Kali Yisrael were. Then it goes back on Pasuk Zion to tell us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed Moshe, gave him, as it were, a heads up about what has happened. So Maher Min HaDerech. And Hashem expresses his intent to destroy Kali Yisrael entirely. This is, there are sheets that you could have if you see them near you. If you come in, you can take a sheet. So right now we're just going to Pesukim and Chumash. So if you look at Pasuk Yud, Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to destroy everybody and make you into a great nation. And here we have the great tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed, Vayichal Moshe, this is how we begin on the Tainas Tzibur, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayichal Moshe Espnei Hashem Eloka, Vayom Elom Hashem Yech Rab Chabi Amecha, and so on. The basic case that Moshe makes is that of Chil Hashem, and so on. Continues to invoke the schus of the avos, and as a result of this tefila, we have the Torah tells us, "Vayinochem Hashem al hara'ah shedibar asos lamo." So, where was this tefila uttered? And this is the way the Ramban will learn it. Pashup shat. This was uttered right when Moshe heard the news before he saw anything in his own eyes. He heard what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said and how Hashem intended to destroy, and Hashem gave him almost the Pesach to intervene, Va'atah HaNichogi. So Moshe Rabbeinu heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention to destroy everybody. Moshe needed a stopgap measure right now. This doesn't mean that there's forgiveness. It just means Va'yinochem Hashem al hara. And we'll see soon all of this in the Ramban inside. So let's proceed further. Now this is the part that we skip for Tainas Tzibur. The next study of Tainas Tzibur picks up much later on, Vayom Hashem Moshe Psalacha, which is at Chamishi, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. But let's see what happens here. The Torah now goes on and tells us Moshe is descending from the mountain with these divine luchos and the exchange with Yehoshua on the way down. And then it tells us how he approaches the machane and sees what he sees, especially the dancing. Moshe Rabbeinu throws down the luchos, This is something we could talk about for a separate shiur, the very dramatic act that Moshe did of shattering the luchos. The Ramban refers to this both here and also in Dvarim as v'lo yachol es apek. Very interesting lashon of Ramban. You find it, you'll see it. Moshe Rabbeinu could not contain himself. The Ramban also mentions Parshas Ekev, that he put himself in danger. Moshe risked his own life, if you will, because who knows, Hashem could have been angry with him for doing this. What right did he have to do it? This is something which, again, could be discussed at length. This is Moshe Rabbeinu shattering the Luchos. After which point, he takes the god, or the deity, the Egel, he burns it, he pours it, the gold, the melted gold, into water, he has them drink. Moshe confronts Aaron. All of these psukim have incredible interpretations of the Ramban, which again, we're not going to focus on, but you can all look at it and try to learn it up well. There's so much here. What did they do to you to make you do something so terrible to them, as the Ramban learns it? And Aaron offers a defense, which the Ramban also analyzes. What exactly was Aaron saying that was defending himself? All this is the Ramban's unique approach to what the Chet HaEgel was. Again, you can look this up. I'm just teasing you a little bit. You can look at it at your own time. I want to focus mostly on chronology, as I said. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu takes a stand. He sees that there's totally unbridled sense of hefkerus, no discipline, void of leadership. Moshe Rabbeinu needs to take a stand for the record, and he announces Mirash Amilai. The Levim surround him, and they carry out Moshe's bidding. They kill 3,000 people. Fine. Okay, so we are here, according to the Ramban, we'll see soon inside. This is all the same day he came down, Ramban understands. This is all Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. He comes down, shatters the Luchos, has an exchange with Aaron, stands up, and has 3,000 people slain by the Levim. Fine. The next day, Vahimi Macharas. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu now on Yud Ches, Tamuz, tells the people, you've done something terrible. Let me ascend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ulai Achaper B'yad Chataschem. I have to go up and make amends for you. Vayashav Moshe El Hashem. So far, the only tefillah we have so far read about is Vayichal Moshe Pnei Hashem Elokav, which was seemingly said right away when he heard about the news. Now Moshe Rabbeinu goes up. Vayomar, ana chata amezeh chata gedola vayasu lemel heizoha v'atam tisoh chatasam v'mayim mecheinina. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they've sinned, identifies the Avera, but you must forgive them. And if not, wipe me out. That means also very interesting expression, misifach asher kasavta. He's almost forcing Hashem's hand. What does Hashem say? This is Yud Ches Tamuz here. Hashem says, Lech nechi asa'am, hini malachi yech lefanecha. In other words, there hasn't been forgiveness yet. Moshe Rabbeinu makes his case. Hashem says, a malach will go. Vayigof Hashem asa'am. And now a plague breaks out. And Hashem says to Moshe, Alei mizeh, atava'am, go to the land, and I'm going to send a malach. And Moshe Rabbeinu obviously conveys this to Klal Yisrael, because Vayishma Ha'am, we're in Pasuk Dalet here, in Paragam Gimel Pasuk Dalet, Vishma Zdav Azev Yisabogu, they mourn, the Lo Shasu Isha Ad Yoh Olav, and all this we're not going to get into, and Hashem says, Horid Educh Ami Alecha, Ve'edam Ma'asalach, so obviously they are now losing a tremendous sense of status, this quote-unquote jewelry that they got at Har Sinai, they are losing it, they're taking it off. Now comes a very interesting pasuk. Again, I'm just laying the groundwork here with the psukim, and then we'll begin to look at the Ramban, it'll be a lot easier. We're pasuk Zayin. It's a very important pasuk to identify in terms of chronology. Moshe yikach es ha'ohel. Moshe takes his tent and pitches it outside the camp, far away. And he calls it Ohel Moed. Whoever is seeking out Hashem has to go there. And the next couple of psukim describe what would happen. Moshe would go to the Ohel, and everybody would stand by their tent, and they'd see, the cloud, and they would see and bow down, and Hashem would speak to Moshe upon him, and Yeshua was there serving Moshe. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is, these psukim, when did they occur? When did Moshe pitch the tent, Michutz L'machane, and the visiting to Moshe, the Kol Mevakish Hashem, when was this? When was it? If you put everything chronologically, then you would assume that from here now, for the next period of time, Moshe Rabbeinu is in his Ohel Moed outside the camp. But what is the dilemma if you learn that way? Because isn't there a second set of 40 days that Moshe is going to be up in the mountain, davening? And we have to know where that comes from. We'll see soon in Sefer Dvarim. But then how can the Torah talk about Moshe Rabbeinu's tent? So Rashi says that this actually goes after Yom Kippur. Interesting. Yom Kippur seemingly was the day of total ritzui. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu felt, no, I have to be outside the camp. And people will seek me out over there, seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu over there. I can't be in their midst. According to Rashi, this took place after Yom Kippur. It means we're taking this pasuk and putting it in a whole different chronological place. Okay, so we'll come back to this as well. But again, the question I've identified is, what about the middle 40 days? So far in Parshas Kisisa, there doesn't seem to be any explicit mention of a second 40 days, except there was the pasuk that says, the Ata Ele El Hashem. That's the pasuk in Pasuk Lamed. But then it says he went up and he made the particular case of okay, but we don't know if that is the beginning of a 40 days, that's before 40 days, that's a one-time visit, we don't know. And then we hear about Moshe Rabbeinu pitching his tent, and we have to figure out when this happened. Now, the next section, before we get to Chamishi, Vayom Hashem Salucha, so we have this very esoteric back and forth, Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu is pushing for something. He wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show him his ways. He wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu's countenance to be there. Very difficult. We read this in Cholomoid Pesach, Shabbos Cholomoid. And more of the same, HaKadosh Baruch Hu alludes to the fact that I'm going to reveal myself to you, not my front, but my back, stand here, Barisus Acharai, all this very, very difficult. Rabban even writes, you can't really appreciate this unless you know Kabbalah. But again, just to know what we don't know is also important. But from our perspective, the question is when this occurred. These exchanges from Pasuk, from Shlishi, Pasuk Yud Beis, until Chamishi, Ufanei Lo Yeira'u, when is this happening? Where is Moshe? Hashem says, Hinei Mokom Tinitzavta Al Atzur, but where is he? And when does it happen? Now, Chamishi, now we're more in familiar territory. Vayom Hashem Moshe B'Salucha, this is where the second Aliyah of Tanis Sibur picks up. And we can identify the date for this pretty much with confidence. When is this happening? Don't all scream at once. Vayom Hashem Moshe B'Salucha. Okay? Rosh Chodesh Elul, correct? And this is, of course, the set of the 40 days that culminate with Yom Kippur. And that's pretty clear from the way the parasha unfolds. These 40 days are very intense also. And you can see that Moshe Rabbeinu is given the Yud Gimel Midos over here. Hashem Hashem, Vayav Hashem Panav Vayikra. Moshe Rabbeinu is being told that there's going to be a new Krisos Bris of sorts, Kores Bris. Moshe Rabbeinu is given a list of mitzvos, and again, maybe we could talk about this next year, and the relationship between these mitzvos that are mentioned in Kisisa and the mitzvos, some of them that are mentioned in Mishpatim, because for the Ramban, this is something of a new Bris, which is meant to strengthen the old Bris. So there's a bris, and there's a writing down of these mitzvahs, as it says in Shvik, Shavuchas Advarim Ha'ela. And then toward the end of the parasha, Pasuk Chavches, Vahi Shavim Hashem, Arba'im Yom Ba'arba'im Laila, Lechem Lochal Ma'im Lo Shasa. So we can pretty much understand we're talking about the set of 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. And Moshe Rabbeinu descends Mei HaSinai with the two Luchos Ha'edus, the second Luchos that he took and he carved, and Hashem wrote on them, and he has the Karni Hoth. And this is weaving us in Parshas Vayakel. The next day, Motzei Yom Kippur, as we discussed last time, when Moshe Rabbeinu begins to convey much of what he had already been told way back, the first set of 40 days, as Rabban understands. So the real mystery in Parshas Kisisa is the exact status of the middle 40 days. From, let's say, the 18th or the 19th of Tammuz until the end of Av. The only thing that we have any indication that might have to do with these 40 days, but may not, is Moshe pitching his tent and the people going out to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu by visiting Moshe's Olam Moed. Okay, now before we see the Ramban inside, I want to look at some Sukkim Parshas Ekev. You see, as much as we try to just not always look at things inside so much, and especially if it's not the parsha in front of us, it's our own loss, because the Torah is Chativa Achas, and so many things in the Torah are mashing each other from different places and perspectives, and anyone that really wants to get a full perspective needs to compare and contrast, which is what the Ramban does, as many other Mefarshim do. So in order to really fully flesh out Parshas Kisisa, you have to look at the account of Parshas Ekev. So now turn to Parshas Ekev with me, Perek Tes. Now, clearly the perspective here is Moshe Rabbeinu giving Musa to Kal Yisrael, but he's going through many of the events that unfold in our Parshas Kisisa. So, let's begin where it says Perek Tes Pasuk Ches, when he begins to talk about the ego. Begin to think about where the things described here fit within the psukim Parshas Kisisa. Uvachore v'ksavtem es Hashem v'yisanaf Hashem b'chem l'ashmid eschem. So Hashem wanted to destroy you utterly. V'alosi ahara, when I went up to take the luchos habris, v'yishev bahar v'yimah v'mlayilo lech v'chad v'may Moshe Sisi. This is the first set of 40 days. V'yitein Hashem elay shnei luchos avanim v'shkutsum b'etz balukim. These are the first luchos, which were written on them what Hashem taught you. V'yom ha'kahol, yom ha'kahol means the day of Aseres HaDibros. V'ayim miketzav b'yom b'mlayigo, nasa Hashem elay yisnei luchos v'nilchus habris, v'yim Hashem elay kumreid maher mizeh, kishichei samcha. This is Moshe Rabbeinu telling what Hashem told him on the mountain when Hashem said, sorum maher min aderech. So here Moshe Rabbeinu is relating this to Kal Yisrael. And Hashem says, herf mini v'ashmidein v'emches shema mitachas ha'shamayim. So this would parallel what it says here in Kisisa, when Hashem says, "Hanichali v'ichati v'hem v'achalein." Pasuk Yud in Kisisa here, Perek Yud Lamed Beis. Ve'esos chol goy gadol. Now, in Parshas Kisisa, what's the next thing that you read about in Kisisa? The next pasuk, right after the pasuk that that corresponds, right, to the pasuk that we just read in Ekev. What's the next thing we read about in Kisisa? When Moshe hears the news that Hashem wants to utterly destroy everybody, what does he do? Vayechal Moshe. And he pleads the case, Lo Mashem Yach V'Abcha B'Yamach. Now here in Ekev, the Torah doesn't say that. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't mention that right now. Moshe Rabbeinu is continuing to zero in like a laser on Kal Yisrael with the tochacha that he wants to bring out. Va'efen va'ed minahar. So Moshe Rabbeinu flashes ahead, skips over what he told Hashem in response, and he begged. He comes, he's like, came down, and the mountain is ablaze, and I've got the shnei luchos, and I see what you did. Va'espos b'shnei luchos va'ashlichem al shnei yaday va'ashar b'me'enechem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them how he broke the luchos. Now, pasuk yudches. Va'esna pal lefnei Hashem karishona arba imyom v'arba imlayla lechem lo achalti mayim lo shasisi al kochat aschem asher chatasem v'sosar v'nei shem lachisom. This is seemingly the source in Chumash for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu spent a second set of 40 days before Rosh Chodesh Elul. In other words, from, we'll say, the 18th or the 19th, we'll see the nuances in a little bit, the Ramban, who say the 19th of Tammuz, the 18th, we'll see, for 40 days, culminating with the end of Av. There's a steer in Rashi about the specific date, but meanwhile, we'll just keep it simple. The middle 40 days. This is the Pasuk. Because what could it be referring to? If not that, then we're talking about the last set of 40 days, which means there were only two. But the traditional approach that there are three sets of 40 days, so this is the source right here, which have to, therefore brings us back to Parshas Kisiso, Moshe Yikach Es HaOhel. So Moshe Rabbeinu is on a mountain. So what does it say that he's down below? So Moshe Rabbeinu describes the middle 40 days. And he says, what is he doing during those middle 40 days? He's davening, because the wrath is still intense. Ki yogorti p'neo af ha'achim Moshe kotz ha'shem v'chem ha'shem v'neschem. And what else does Moshe let us in on here when he talks about the middle 40 days? That Aaron was also in danger. And Aaron's, Hashem wanted to destroy Aaron. And I had to daven on Aaron's behalf as well. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu goes back to what he did when he first came down. When he first came down on Shiva Sabitamus, he burned the eagle, and he and so on. And then Moshe Rabbeinu shifts gears and gives a musa for some other things, including the Meraglim. And then go to Pasuk Chaf Hei. Now what is this? What does this Pasuk say? Va'esna palith ne Hashem. Eis arbo'im hayom v'esabam malayu she'es napolti ki amar Hashem l'ashmid eschem. What does this mean? So again, Moshe Rabbeinu is discussing his having davening for them for 40 days and 40 nights. So Rashi immediately says it's the same 40 days he just mentioned before, the middle 40 days. But now look what it says here. What's the tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu tells them he davened? Va'espalel el Hashem va'omar. Hashem Elokim, al tashchis amchav nachroscha shepadisa begodrecha, shetseisim tzam yed chazaka, zuchor la'avadecha, What does this sound like? The music of these words sounds very much like which tefillah that we've already seen, the tefillah in Kisisa that occurred seemingly when Moshe Rabbeinu was still up on the mountain before he even came down to begin with to shatter the luchos. So this is obviously going to create difficulty in Pshat, how to reconcile this Pasuk, which seemingly is discussing Moshe Rabbeinu davening during the middle set of 40 days, and here you have the Torah giving us the words of the tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu telling them what he said, which is the tefillah that he said, based on Parshas Kisisa, he said it right away, before he even came down at all. Everyone hear the difficulty, right? It was seen soon in the Ramban. Now, there is one other pasuk that we have to look at. And that is Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud. So what continues? Moshe Rabbeinu talks about Hashem saying Psalucha. You see, Ba'esahi, Perek Yud, Psalucha. That's a critical day where Hashem obviously shows Ritzui, as we saw last week in the Ramban. Hashem may have been conveying at that point, Pasisuch Aaron 8, that you can build a Mishkan. That's what that means. So that again, that would support the fact that we've been dealing until now with the middle 40 days. And now Moshe Rabbeinu describes the second Luchos. So now we're toward the end of Parshas Kisisa. And then you have Pasuk Yud, suddenly jumps out at us. Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud. Let's read that pasuk. Vanochi amarati vahar kayamim harishonim arba'im yom ba'arba'im laila. So presumably now, take a guess. What 40 days are we discussing in this pasuk? No? Middle or the third set of 40 days? What would you say? No? What is all this leading up to pasuk yud? What are we discussing? Beginning of Perek Yud is Moshe Rabbeinu is getting a second set of luchos. So we're not going to suddenly backtrack, right? Seemingly, we're dealing with already, we're moving forward. We're talking about the last set of 40 days. So Vanochi Amadati Bahar Kayamim Harishonim. So now the Torah is equating, Moshe is equating the last set of 40 days with the first set of 40 days. But then it says at the end of the pasuk, "Vayishma Hashem Elai gam b'pam ahi lo avo Hashem hashchisecha." What's pshat here? I thought we've already gotten past this. Lo avo Hashem Hashem does not want to destroy you. Moshe Rabbein already achieved that, maybe even before he went down to begin with, when Vayinochem Hashem al hara. And if there was still wrath that was still pending, so Moshe Rabbein had the second set of 40 days to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the time you get to Rosh Chodesh Elul, there's already a sense of Ritzoy when Hashem said Tzalacha. And that's when the Ramban explained that Moshe Rabbeinu knew again that everything was back in place, the earlier Tzibuyim were back in place. So what does it mean here, Lo Avo Hashem Hashchisecha? You hear the difficulty, right? And Hashem says, Kum Recha Masal Fnei Am, and they'll take over the land, and so on. Okay, let us now, with all this floating in the air here, let's begin to see the Ramban appreciate what the Ramban is trying to do here. Let's start with the Ramban in Paragam based Pasuk Yud Aleph. The tefillah of Lama Hashem Yechra Apcha Be'amecha, and how to square that with the tefillah in Parashas Ekev that seems to be mentioned after Moshe came down, when it says over there, right, similar type of tefillah. Hatfila zos lama shem lama yom mitzvayim nira be'emes. Ki zos hatfila hi asher hizkir b'mishnah Torah, perek tes pasuk chavav, espalel la'ashem v'omar Hashem elukim ataskes amcha. Why would I assume that? Ki inyan hatfila shave b'shneim. If you really look at the basic idea of the tfila, it's the same idea. Chil Hashem, lest the people say that Hashem had no power to take them to Eretz Yisrael. So now we have the problem. So the Ibn Ezra says that really Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven, even though it says he davened right away, he didn't daven until after he came down. And again, Ibn Ezra says, Ein muktam lucha b'Torah. This is something typical of Ibn Ezra, that it's not a problem. The Torah might mention it here. It could be it happened different time. The Ramban is l'shitaso, that unless he can show you why the Torah is trying to finish a particular subject before flashing to a different subject, so it might go back in time, but it's really, really conceptually, it follows after what's before, because the Torah wanted to finish up a particular inyan. But short of that, the Ramban likes things to be chronological. Therefore, ve'ein daiti kein, and he says further, why not? Babu ha'sha tefila sha'asa b'shuvo, ki ha'sha yisapa anachata mezachata gedola. When Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go back up, after he took care of what happened down below, and he burnt the ego and so on, so the tefillah that the Torah gives us in Kisisa is Anachata Mizachata Gedola. Vima Kol Tefillah Achas She'asa Barboim Yom Machav Yishuvo Lahar Lama Yichalko Sav Yaskir Kan Miktsasa V'achav Ha'yirido Yaskir Ha'miktsasa Achar V'hen Shtei Tefillos. The Ramban says we're not talking about mixing and matching, and basically with one tefillah all the Torah separated and give you part of it, mention it part of it before and part of it afterwards. Therefore, the Ramban is going to say as follows: L'chei nira. Ki kasher omar lo hanichali v'yichra pivem v'acharem miyad chilo pnei Hashem v'lo echar klal. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu did daven right away. Ibn Ezra's point was Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't daven if Avodah Zarah is still there. Ramban says no. Moshe Rabbeinu felt the need to daven immediately. Why? Let him first go down, deal with the business, and then daven. No. It needed immediate attention. But he's borrowing, and by the way, just you should know, the Ramban does this all the time. There are idioms that are psukim. If you don't know the psukim, you don't realize he's using psukim as he's speaking. This is in Parshas Korach, I believe, these words. But the Ramban is just using the psukim as he's speaking. That's his style. So what is Moshe afraid of? That the wrath of Hashem will suddenly pour out, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu needed a stopgap measure, as it were. And therefore, miyad amar lo Hashem yechra apcha be'amecha. And this is what you find in the Medrash. The Ramban finds support in the Medrash for this pshat. Amar Moshe, maniach ani yesh Yisrael, ve'erid engli sotkuma ba'olam. I can't just, you know, you hear sometimes of a situation, you can't just say, let me attend to the details. You have to do something more immediate. He needed immediately tefillah. So what did that achieve? That achieved, like it says in the pasuk, so what did Moshe do? He bought time. Because now Hashem, as a result of the tefillah of Moshe and the har, Hashem ki'ilu kabiyachav ha'inochem Hashem, that he's not going to completely annihilate everybody and start from scratch with Moshe. But as far as Ritzi is concerned, we're far from that. So this is the Pshad in the Pesukim in Kisisa. Vayinochem Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu immediately achieved a certain measure of rachamim to the extent that it won't be utter destruction. Now Moshe had to deal with, in order to achieve Ritzui, he has to deal with the effects of the Egel, which is why he's going to attend to that when he goes down. V'kinu Shai Panai, Yored Moshe, the service of Egel, V'arag Ovdov, V'achatach Amar L'am Ela L'Hashem Ulai Yechabel Chatasrem Shiyim Cholichem. So Mechila, he had not achieved. He achieved a certain softening of the Midas Hadin. Okay, so that is why what's described in Kisisa is exactly where it should be. Now, the problem still remains that Parshas Ekev doesn't seem to mention this tefillah until afterwards. Again, let's recall and take another look at the words in Ekev. It says in Perek Yutes, right, Pasuk Chafhein and Chavav, starts by saying, V'snapal ufne Hashem yisbayim v'balash esnapolti, kimar Hashem ashmid eschem, v'espalel Hashem v'omar Hashem v'olkim atashke samchav nachalascha. So now we're talking about a second set of 40 days. And it mentions this tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu seemingly davened when he first heard about it at the end of the first 40 days. Says Ramban, let me explain to you why in Devarim it doesn't mention Moshe's tefillah right away. When Moshe Rabbeinu says that he heard, where would you have put that tefillah? You would have put it earlier in Perek Tes, right after Pasuk Yudalit. When Moshe Rabbeinu records how Hashem said to him, "Herif meni v'ashmideim," and so on, the esa oschol goy atzum v'rav mimenu. So that's where it says vayichal Moshe. So that's where you expect Moshe to say, "And I davened to Hashem right then." Why doesn't Moshe say it? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu continue and talk about how he came down, and then only come back later to something he said before? Avo v'mishnah Torah sifer ha'inyan b'seder acher. Ki acharei dvar Hashem sh'omar herif meni v'ashmideim omar va'efin va'erei v'hatam ufi sh'ohaya Moshe misadeh lohem sh'om kol chato'ehem v'atorach sh'torach aleihem. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be systematic about laying out to Klal Yisrael all of the mistakes and all how he had to deal with the effects of their mistakes and how he had to he had to go through all the tircha as a result of how they sinned. V'hinei siper, number one, mas asu b'chorim ba'egel. And as a result of their aveira, what did they cause? V'shehu tzrachu l'shabaruchos. And what did he have to do? He had to daven for 40 days and 40 nights for them. And that gets us pasuk yutches and yutes. V'es napal. In other words, the series of psukim are in succession in order for the effect. You cause this, and you cause that, and you cause the other thing. You caused me to break the luchos. You caused me to have to go up for 40 days again and daven for you. And you caused me to burn the egel, and you caused me to go, and you caused me to burn the egel. That's the next pasuk. Notice pasuk chav aleph. You know, all these psukim are dafka meant to create that effect of all the Moshe's pouring it on them, how they caused all the specific extra effort on Moshe's part that was as a result of the Averis, to recognize the magnitude of the Averis of what had to be done in order to begin to cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive. So now, after doing that, he continues this, and after the Sifra Masa also b'taveira over Masa v'kiro sataiva. You see, that explains why Pasuk Chav Beis and Chav Gimel are suddenly here. Moshe is talking about the Egel. suddenly, what happens? In Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Beis and Chav Gimel, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about other things they did. And then he comes back to describe the story of the ego. What's he doing? Why is he shifting now to Taveira and Masa and Kibbutz HaTaiva and then the Meraglim? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to discipline them and be mochiach them. Then, after doing that, he says, Mamim Hayisamim Hashem, Pasuk Chav Dal, Miyom Dati Eschem, you've been rebellious from the day I've known you. And then, Chazar El Inyan Tfilosav HaShehizkir. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to flesh out some details. He wants to let them in on some of what he had to say on their behalf. So Moshe Rabbeinu says as follows. Now, Vasnapal Lefnei Hashem, Esar Bamiyam Esmashay Sapolti. V'sider Eshtei HaTfilos, the Omar, the Esnapal of Hashem is Bain Freshman Tapoti, Kimashim Hashem Eschem. The Espalel El Hashem, the Omar, Al Tashreis Amcha. What is the Psalm? Ki Omer, Hutzrachti Lisnapel with Ne Hashem Baburchem Aboim Yom. I had to daven for you continuously for 40 days. Why? Ki Mitchila Omar Hashem Hashem Eschem. Because Hashem had initially wanted to destroy you completely, utterly. Can you what see what he's doing here? He's saying that the pasuk of Va'espal Hashem Va'omar Chavav is really a way of Moshe saying that that's what I had to do back when. It's picking up at the end of pasuk Chavay. I had to daven for you 40 days because the wrath was so great that to begin with it was. The intention was to hashved eschem completely, to the extent that chavav, pasuk chavav, that at the time that Hashem initially expressed the intensity of his midas hadin, va'espalel el Hashem va'omar, I had to daven back when on the mount before I even came down, and had to say, lom Hashem yechrab chaviyamecha, in effect, atashkes amchav nachlascha. That's how the Ramban reads creatively into the words of the psukim. How Pasuk Chavav is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, that's what I had to do way back when the initial Midas HaDin was expressed to me. So what's missing? The second tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't mention what he davened for the 40 days. The only tefillah he gave the specifics about was the initial tefillah. Why doesn't he tell us all the different tefillahs of the second 40 days? All he gives us is the first tefillah before he came down at the end of the first 40 days. Says the Ramban, "Hutzrach haskir tefillah shenis, ki kvar omar sharboim yom misnape aleihem, ki gam bekan lo iskira." Even here in Kisisa doesn't say what he davened. Ki miyuchal lichtov kam tachnunim ubakashes ashes snape aleihem boim yom. Who could even imagine how much Moshe Rabbeinu was davening? Today we had a simcha, not just the Shushan Purim for Purim Katan, but that we didn't have to say tachnun, right? Tachin is unbelievable, right? Tchina. You may ratzon as beis vehei. You have b'hu rachum, right? Imagine 40 days of tachnun, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what we learn from, right? Okay. V'im tov mashe pirashti takir be'emes shayu shtei tefilos. Ki mitchilo chilos pnei Hashem elkov u'besof esnapu pnei Hashem arboim yom kashe yizbar parashat v'yom Hashem Moshe Hashem. Please give Mishnah Torah something else. When did Moshe daven for Aaron, according to all this? Uva Aaron is anav shem esbel gabar beis ahi. So that's in the second 40 days. It doesn't mention it in our parasha. V'yizkir b'kan zeklal covered Aaron. Ki lo ratzon Moshe laskir b'chayiv shu'utzvach l'tfilos ha'shelo yevosh. So it doesn't mention anywhere about Aaron's davening for Aaron. Only then, Nisham Achri Moso Dienu Ha'emes. V'zeh HaSeder Anochem Parshas Se'ele. You know, it's striking. V'hizki B'kan Zeh Klal. I mean, this is not Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. This is the Torah speaking. I'm wondering, like, what does he mean? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to make Aaron feel bad. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's choice. Hashem told Moshe what to write. He wrote to Moshe Lahaski Bechayev. It's not about Moshe, maybe because it means that Hashem didn't want that Moshe should have to mention it. That's what it means. Not Moshe's choice. Hashem knew Moshe's feelings, and because Moshe's feelings, Hashem didn't want that it should be written. That's what you have to say. Okay, this is one Ramban. Now, just to show you how the Ramban is himself, Anim b'malkom echad, shim b'malkom acher, skip to the other side of your page, and you'll see the Ramban in Dvarim basically reiterates the pshat that we just said here, that he said over here. Look at the Ramban, Perites, Pasuk Yutes, in Dvarim. Ki yogorti mipnei ha'af ha'achema, yomar. Ki mipnei ha'af ha'achema, she'katsav Hashem b'tchila aleichem ha'ashmin eschem, yogorti gam ata. Ki adayin yesh aleichem ha'ashmin eschem na'ketsav ha'gadol ahu, api she'kfanichem ha'ashem al-roa, she'di b'rasus gamo. Okay, what is bothering the Ramban here? Seemingly, Hashem had already agreed not to destroy everybody. So why does it say in connection to the second 40 days, Perek Tes Pasuk Yutes, is now the second 40 days, V'esnapal ufnei Hashem, Arbav Yomer Laila, Ki Yogortim Nafachema. Hashem is not going to destroy them anymore. Moshe achieved that. So he says, the Ketzef is still there, the vestige of it. He says, the af and the chema that Hashem originally had, I'm still afraid of it. There is no mechila yet. And therefore, the potential is still there that it could erupt. Now you have a volcano that calm a little bit, right? But if you know it's still percolating inside, you know, it could come out again, right? A muscle. So the point is that Moshe Rabbeinu bought time. When you buy time, you don't have security necessarily because it's still vulnerable. It's still in flux. You don't know what could still happen. So that's the pshat here in the pasuk. Ki agarti v'nei af ha'achema, that it could still come out. Even though Hashem fanichem al ha'ra, al kin chazarti v'esnapalti abram yom b'am laila, at she'shom alai gam b'pam ahi, kashe'shom p'am rishon kom she'eradati. So Hashem heard me then too, as if knows that the midas hadin was kept in bay and subsided. The gam b'ad aron espalalti b'pam azos she'chazarti sham. When I came back for the second 40 days, I davened for Aaron. Again, this is the point. Until he's going to destroy the ego, what Moshe Rabbeinu did before he came down was one thing, that there shouldn't be an instant mass destruction. That's what he achieved. But now he still had to deal with the effects of the ego, and then he began to daven further. Now the other Ramban, this is again parallel to the Ramban we just saw. This is, take a look again, Pasuk Chafei. And he goes on to the first tefillah. Because that was what Hashem initially wanted to do. From that tefillah, Hashem was answered. He skipped tefillas harboim yom boim laila. Why doesn't it mention the tefillas of the 40 days? As the Ramban says in Kisisa, ki arucha me'eretz mida urchava miniyam. There's no end. Okay. Now, once we're here ready, look at the next Ramban, the last one, cited from Akev. What do you do with the pasuk there, peregud pasuk yud? Where are we discussing now, which 40 days, peregud pasuk yud, v'anochi amadati bahar? Again, I know I'm going quickly. I apologize. If you're not comfortable with the psukim, then you know you're going to have to chazidus and chazidus again, because you have to feel the psukim in you and then make a timeline, maybe write it out. Some people are better than others with it, but it's not that hard once you visualize it. Okay, so the series of psukim perek yud, we're already in the second luchos. So now when the pasuk says perek yud pasuk yud. But no, you can do a PowerPoint. You're better than I am about this. I'm sure you could do it for. You know, I give Ramban Sheikh Shabbos, so I gave last week what we did last week with the chronology, and then someone who comes to the shir, he works here in Azrieli, so he said, you know, what we should do is create a sheet and use it for the schools, and be able to show them, you know, according to Rashi, according to the Ramban, this is this date, these psukim relate to this date, these psukim. So kol hakavod, you know, if we can do it, and it will help already in earlier years, then it will be big toelis. Okay. Meanwhile, perek yud pasuk yud vanochi amadati bahar kayamim harishonim arbaim yom b'raila. So now we're talking about the last set of 40 days. But the problem is, the pasuk concludes, "Vayishma Hashem Elohim b'amigo lo'av Hashem hashchisecha." We're way past that. The initial point that Hashem was going to destroy everybody, Moshe right away achieved. The potential for more damage, Moshe Rabbeinu already achieved ritzui Rosh Chodesh Elul. Hashem said Salacha. So what's the meaning here? Lo'av Hashem hashchisecha. The Ramban has to answer this question too. Al das Rabbi Seinu Yom Asher Amad Bahar for the second Luchos. This is now the second Luchos. Vayishma Alei Gam B'Pam HaShlishis. In what way do you have the Vayishma Hashem Elai B'Pam HaShlishis? Because what was happening during the last set of 40 days? Hashem Hashem. This is the ultimate Ritzui. U'bikesh Mimenu Selachta Ovenenu Chataseinu Unachaltanu, which means we should get Eretz Yisrael. The Nene, the Omar Kum Lecha Masa Lefnei Ha'am, that's the very next Pasuk here in Ekev, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Yavo Rishas Arts, V'zehu, and that parallels, again, how it all parallels the Pesukim in Kisisa. The Ra'achol Ha'am Asher Tavi Kibos Mese Hashem Kinoru Hashem Yosei Mach. That's all what Hashem said in the last 40 days. The Tam Lo'av Hashem Hashchisecha Shalu Ratzah Shalu Tavo V'tishu Sa'aretz. Hashem did not want you to lose out on getting Eretz Yisrael. What do you see in this pasuk in Matos? That not to get Eretz Yisrael is called hashchasa. That you didn't get the prize that you've been waiting for, that I promised you. So v'shichatem uchol hamazeh means a setback. So hashchisecha means you're not physical annihilation, but not getting the gift of Eretz Yisrael, which was originally promised. That failure would be considered hashchasa. So it's a different touch in the word now. Lo'av Hashem hashchisecha means to lose that Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Ramban reads the pasuk in Eken. Now, let's go back to a couple of the Rambans in Tisisa that we didn't do yet. Okay, let's do the couple of small ones with Vayom Moshe Hashem Re'ei Ata Omer Elai Shmos Lamed Gimel Yud Beis. Okay, when did this happen? Hayazeh Bahar Sinai Ba'aloso Sham B'yutes B'tavis. Okay, so now, remember, there's a second set of 40 days. The Ramban learns that Moshe went up for the second set on Yutes Tamuz. So this is when the dialogue is happening. The middle 40 days that Moshe is asking Hashem to reveal more about himself and his ways. It doesn't say in the pasuk that Moshe went up and said this. The kavod is still there, so that's where Hashem speaks to Moshe from there. Meaning, so therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days on the top of the mountain. That's where he went up for the one day, right after the day after he burnt the ego, is when he went up and he brought back the message that you should take your jewelry, so to speak, your jewelry off. And now he's going up on Yutes Tammuz for a whole string of 40 days in succession, and that's when all of this is going on. Clear? And then, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin, Gamis Adavar Azeh Asher Dibarta Eseh. So Hashem is really getting close to Moshe, revealing more and more of his inner workings. When is this going on? Now we're a few psukim ahead. Ulai haya haratzon hazeh b'sof arbon yom hashniyim al das aviseinu. Kashin sratza lo kadosh baruch hu v'amar b'solach hashniyuch hazvanim karishonim. In other words, toward the end of the second 40 days, the ritzui is almost complete. And the more that we get close to that point of the Ritzui, the more that Hashem is showing more and more favor to Moshe. So this is what we have here in the short Aliyahs. Yes, Hashem, tomorrow will be two short Aliyahs. The second Aliyah is very long. That's the Aliyah of the Chet HaEgel. Whoever gets that Aliyah is going to be up there for a while. And then you have Shlishi and Revi, which are very short. But those two Aliyahs took place in the middle 40 days. The very end of Revi is Kemat, the Ritzui that's coming in the form of Tzaluch HaShnilchos Avanim Karishon. Okay, now once we're here, let's do the next Ramban. That's at the end of the Parsha. Vahishon Mashem Abon Gubon Laila. Now what are we referring to here at the end of the Parsha? new. What 40 days are we at the end of the parasha? What is it? Luchos Shnios. Yom Hashayim Moshe Shem Berosh Ha'ar Bain Yom Laila V'yichtav Aluch Shem Aluchos Mardas Rabbi Seinu Inyan HaKosov Shayim Shem Hashem Bain Yom Laila Be'esh Shekosov Aluchos Estivya Brisa Zos Hashenis. At the time that he wrote the second Luchos, Hashem wrote the second Luchos, he was there with Hashem. However, don't forget the previous set of 40 days. Avar Boim Yom Acherim Amad Shem Kodem Lazeh L'espagel Kol Inyan HaBakosha. There was a previous set of 40 days with had many tchinos and bakosh, arucha miniyam, chava miniyam, sh'omar re'eh ata omer elai l'osam hazeh, u'bahem nemar. That's what it says in Mishnah Torah, v'esnapa l'fnei Hashem, y'esabam v'yom v'vayet sh'esnapolti, ki omar Hashem l'ashim v'eschem, v'kan lo piresh kam yimea tchina v'atfila zos, ki hu yodua me'es ha'loso l'har adbir tol l'psor l'uchos, we know how much they are. Just like the first. Okay. Don't think. In other words, like this. Ramban is answering the question. Why doesn't the Torah in Kisisa identify the number of the middle 40 days? It never says explicitly in Chumash and Kisisa that there were 40 days that Moshe was on the mountain from, let's say, Yutes Tammuz to Chavtes Av. Doesn't say. But it does say that there were 40 days that Moshe was in the mountain from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. It tells you. It identifies Abayim Bam Laila. Says Ramban, because for the second 40, the middle 40 days, we can do our own calculations. And we know he was davening, so he was davening for the whole time. But, and there was what to daven. There's so many tefillos and he needed to utter in order to get the Ritzui that he got. But the last 40 days, you would think he already learned the Torah. He got already so much the first 40 days. He got from Truma to Tzava, part of Kisisa, and he got Stamma much more. And so you'd think for the last 40 days, it wasn't 40 days. You don't need that much time to learn. That's what Torah says. No, he was there for 40 days, just like the first time. Now, the last thing we'll do is Moshe Yikach Es Ohel. Okay. The Ramban on the other side. Paragam and Gimel Pasuk Zayin. Where do these Tzukim fit in here? The Torah positions them after Moshe comes down, burns the Egel, has the Levim slay 3,000 people. Goes up, davens a little bit, tells them that they have to strip themselves of the great status that they had. Hashem says, that's right, they should take off their jewelry, so to speak, from Chorev. And then we have these psukim, Paragam Gimel, from Zion until Yud Aleph. Now, truth be told, I'll let you in on a secret. Ramban makes mention of this later on. Maybe we'll get to it. We'll see if the time allows for it. But the Ramban is coming with Afuke, really two things. And here's a Ramban clearly navigating in terms of, as a parson, as a commentator, you can see how he wants to preserve the integrity of the chronology of Chumash, but he also has to preserve how he sees things from the larger perspective. The problem is this. According to Rashi, there were three sets of 40 days, just like for the Ramban. So Rashi says, Moshe Yikach Es Ohel took place after when? He said before, the Rashi, after Yom Kippur. From Yom Kippur until Hakamas HaMishkan. Means to say that seemingly there was total ritzur on Yom Kippur, but then again there was obviously something missing until Hakamas HaMishkan. That's when there was a parallel Omoed out of the camp. That's Rashi. Ramban doesn't want that to be because it's written over here in Moshe Yikach Es Ohel, right? On the other hand, the Pikud Rav Elezer says that there was no set of middle 40 days that Moshe spent on the mountain in succession. There were two sets of 40 days. The rush in Rosh Hashanah says it's a post cipher picking up as it couldn't be, but the guy in Adaris Eliyahu also goes this way against Ramban, against Tosis, against Rashi. There was a first set of 40 days and a second and last set of 40 days. The middle interim 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was down in the camp. The guy in says maybe he went up during the day, came back, but that's details. But there was no string of 40 days in succession on the mountain. Therefore, the Torah is describing exactly what happened during the interim 40 days. Moshe Rabbeinu was outside the camp in his parallel Olamoy that he created, Yichud Slamachim. The Ramban cannot tolerate that. The Ramban, as we saw how we learned all the Pesukim, there are a set of 40 days, a second set, that's the Pesuk that we quoted in Ekev, where Moshe went up and stayed there for 40 days. So the Ramban has to figure out a way that this section is justified where it is, and yet it still makes sense to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was 40 days in the middle from Yutes Tammuz until Chavtes Av on the mountain. Now let's take a look. First, he quotes Rashi. Rashi says it couldn't be till after Yom Kippur. Why? Shivas Batamus, he broke the Luchos. Now Rashi says over here, Yutches Tammuz, he burnt the Egel. According to Rashi, it was the next day that he burnt the Egel. On the 19th of Tammuz, says Rashi here, he went up for 40 days. Rosh Chodesh Elul, he goes up again for 40 days. Yom Kippur, Hashem is misratza to Klal Yisrael, and begins to mitzvah melachas haMishkan. Once that happens, the communication goes from the Mishkan, and therefore, all of this after Moshe Rabbeinu came down at the end of Kisisa with Luchos Chinios, the Ein Mukdam U'Uchar BaTorah. This is Rashi. The Ein Nochem BeEinai. Then why is it here? Ki matam laski zibikan demsa parsha. The divrei Rabbi Yisrael b'chol medrashim sha'asa Moshe zeh b'avur cheta egel. Why is Moshe doing it? Because minuda l'rab, minuda l'talmid. As Rashi mentions, if Hashem is, so to speak, is considered like he doesn't want anything to do with Klal Yisrael, so then, so too, I have nothing to do with Klal Yisrael, so to speak. No. So now, if it's after Yom Kippur, everyone is at peace with everyone else. We reconcile. We have to know what to say for Rashi. It's an incredible kashya, Rashi. That there's already Ritzui, and yet something is still missing. Till HaKamas HaMishkan. I once wrote about this in way back, I don't know what year, in Einayim HaTorah. I don't know if they have archives of Einayim HaTorah, but what's the pshat according to Rashi? That you still needed Moshe out of the camp after Yom Kippur until HaKamas HaMishkan. Okay. Akopanim, the Ramban is different. Hanira, ki biyom v'rito v'yodzayim b'tambus sarah for ego. Number one, the burning the ego was on the same day he came down, v'don obdav. The next day, Moshe Rabbeinu says, on Yudches, I'm going to go up right now, l'chaper aleihem. He went up to the mountain where the kavod was, v'yosha Moshe l'ashem, v'espal tefila k'tzara. That was the short, succinct tefila that's described here, chatam ezeh, and Hashem said, mir shachat alim chenem yisifri, atalech nechei sa'am, and the Negev broke out. And Hashem said further, Lech alei mizeh. V'hu he gives Eli Yisrael, he told that over, on what day? Yudches. And the people were very saddened. And then Moshe realized it's going to be a long haul here. So he didn't know what would be at the end. So right now he did the following act. Pasuk Zayin. U'moshe yikach es ha'oel. He put it, pitched it out of the camp. That the Shekhinah should speak to him there. Because the Shekhinah is not going to come to him in the midst of the people when they're still distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's not going to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu's communication. Now, V'hoya k'mevakesh Hashem means like this, that this should be the way it will be, that people will come to seek him out there. Now the Tzukim go on to tell you, ultimately, how this played out. When did it play out? After Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu has already a new address, so people are going to seek out Moshe and that new address. But when is Moshe available? He's not there. He's on vacation, so to speak, for 40 days in the mountain, and another 40 days. But the Maisa of Yikach Es Ha'olel, that took place right now on Yudches Tammuz. But the Torah describing how it played out, Moshe Rabbeinu being in the camp and people would seek him out, and what it would be like when Moshe would go and they would watch him, this would be taking place at a different point in history. But that doesn't bother Ramban, because the Torah is just finishing up describing things that are associated with this Olamoed of Moshe. But the Moshe Yikach Es Ha'olel, that took place right now. Go down a few lines. V'akos of Yashrin, the last line here. L'saper kol ma'shahaya ba'oda o'osham atchukam ha'mishkan, which is Yom Kippur till Echad B'Nisan. There is a Sifri Zuta, not for us now, that says that this remained even afterwards. The Pashtus here, the Rabban is saying, is only until Hakamas ha'mishkan. And here the Rabban quotes the Pirkei Rav Elezer, and he disagrees with him. And he says, according to Pirkei Rav Elezer, what would be difficult, the last paragraph here, if you assume that Moshe Kachso and everything that follows was during the middle 40 days, the problem is the Pasuk in Devarim, V'esnapa, Pasuk Perktes, Pasuk Dechet Yutes, V'esnapa Fnei Hashem, Rabbanim Boim Laila, and it says further, Rabbanim Boim Laila, V'esnapolti, V'e'ef Sheshia Kozer, Rabbanim Yom Ha'achronim, Achashnem Malo Psalacha, Ki Hayu Beratzon, Farbita Lashmeneskan, completely. Once you get to Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's not Shayach LaHashmid Eschem. There's no potential anymore for Hashchasa, and therefore there must be a middle 40 days Hashem, the Moshe went up to the mountain, and therefore you have to resolve these psukim in a different way. So I hope I've given you appreciation of the nuances here. The devil is in the details, but it's not the devil. It's really Adrabah, it's Gan Eden. Okay, good Shabbos, everybody.